This is an inspirational thought for Monday, August 23rd. The number is 2211.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Akita, a man who lived in the jungles of Ecuador, murdered so many people that he couldn't even recall how many. And in 1956, he killed Nate Saint, an American missionary. But God intervened in his life. Through the witness of missionaries who refused to be frightened off, Akita became a Christian, and his faith in Jesus Christ has made him a new creation. The evil and the cruelty in our world are not evidence that God doesn't exist, but that people have refused to be reconciled to him. Akita's transformed life shows us that there is a God and that he has the power to change people. Discover the Word. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 21. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 21. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Tuesday, August 24th. The number is 2212.
4, 3, 2, 1.
In 1952, Newbold Morris was appointed to check on crime and mismanagement in government affairs. But on one occasion, he was called before a Senate subcommittee to answer questions about a sale made by his own company. The interrogation became intense and emotions ran high. Sensing the need to calm everyone down, Morris called out, "Wait a minute, I have a note here from my wife." Pulling it out of his pocket, he read, "Keep your shirt on." Well, there was a burst of laughter and the tensions eased. Whenever we're in a tension-filled situation, we need to remember that a soft answer turns away wrath. Staying calm is the best way to take the wind out of an angry person's sails. Discover the Word. Read Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 through 7 and verse 18. That's Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 through 7 and verse 18. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Wednesday, August 25th. The number is 2213.
4, 3, 2, 1.
William Wilberforce became a member of Parliament during a time of terrible moral and spiritual decline in England. And for a while, he went along with the crowd thinking only of his personal ambitions. But while on a trip to France with a former teacher, Wilberforce began reading and studying the Bible. And before long, he surrendered his life to Christ and was transformed. The plight of the poor now troubled him, and soon he became a leader in the battle against slavery. Wilberforce was transformed because he read and then obeyed the Bible. Do you want to know God and to do His will? Then start reading the Bible and taking its message seriously. Discover the Word. Read Psalm 119, verses 1 through 16. That's Psalm 119, verses 1 through 16. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Thursday, August 26th. The number is 2214.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Godfrey Davis, who wrote a biography about the Duke of Wellington, said, "I found an old account ledger that showed how the Duke spent his money. It was a far better clue to what he thought was really important than reading his letters or speeches." How we handle money reveals much about the depth of our commitment to Christ. That's why Jesus often talked about it. He warned that we could become slaves to money. We may not think money means more to us than God, but Jesus didn't say we must serve God more than money. The issue isn't what occupies first place in our life, but whether we serve money at all. Does your checkbook show that Christ is the master in your life? Discover the Word. Read Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. That's Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is the inspirational thought for Friday, August 27th. The number is 2215.
4, 3, 2, 1.
An unknown author described God's love as a stream that never freezes, a fountain that never runs dry, and a sun that never sets. Failure to recognize the unchanging love of God has driven many people to despair. But what Jeremiah wrote to Israel about the everlasting love of God is just as true for his people today. He never lets us go, and his compassion never disappoints us. No matter how unsettling our circumstances, life is still worth living when we take God's reassuring words to heart. He said, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." Discover the Word. Read Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 1 through 7. That's Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 1 through 7. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Monday, August 30th. The number is 2216.
4, 3, 2, 1.
The scary thing about being a parent is that there are no guarantees. We strive to teach our children the truths of God's Word. We pray that they'll accept Jesus as their Savior and live for Him. Yet children from the most godly families have been known to reject God. That's what happened to Hezekiah's son. Hezekiah had his faults, but he tried to serve God. And so his son Manasseh would have been aware of his father's faith. Yet Manasseh did evil in the sight of the Lord. But God wasn't finished with him. After Manasseh had been taken to Babylon in chains, he came to his senses and recognized that the Lord was God. It's a longer road to God for some children than for others, but we should never give up on those who have turned against God. Discover the Word. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verses 1 through 20. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verses 1 through 20. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Tuesday, August 31st. The number is 2217.
4, 3, 2, 1.
During the Persian Gulf War, the people living along the Turkish border feared the possibility of chemical warfare. Many wrapped plastic over their windows and sealed door cracks. Some residents tied a chicken outside their door before going to bed at night. In the morning, if the chicken was still alive, they knew it was safe to go outside. Peter and James have reminded us that we need to show a similar caution toward sin. Sin puts our lives at risk. It comes disguised as pleasure, but leaves us pain. It can produce serious damage, even in the lives of believers. What you can't see can hurt you. Beware of selfish desires. The most deadly sins do not leap upon us. They creep up on us. Discover the Word. Read James chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. That's James chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Wednesday, September 1st. The number is 2218.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Barney was proud of his thick, wavy hair, but then he began to lose it, and finally just one lone hair remained. Well, one morning Barney awoke and was shocked to find that his last hair was laying on his pillow. Jumping out of bed, he ran downstairs crying, "Martha, Martha, I'm bald!" Well, this is like a Christian who begins dabbling in the things of the world. he slowly gets deeper and deeper into sin without even knowing what's happening. It's not until he has some startling experience, perhaps due to God's discipline, that he sees his true condition, and he's shocked to realize how Satan has stripped away his spiritual power and discernment. To avoid that kind of shock, it's important to examine ourselves daily. Say, are you going bald spiritually? Discover the Word. Read Judges chapter 6, verses 6 through 20. That's Judges chapter 6, verses 6 through 20. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Thursday, September 2nd. The number is 2219.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It was amazing. First, they put a gas station on the corner lot. The construction took about a month. And then a developer bought the property to construct apartments. That gas station was gone in one day. What had taken a month of steady work to erect was torn down in one day. What's true of a construction issue is even more true with young believers. It takes time and patient effort to build them up, but a harsh word of criticism can tear them down in seconds. The Christians in Corinth weren't perfect either, but when Paul wrote to them, he began by commending them for their eager expectations of Christ's return. Let's be like Paul, Christians who build people up, not tear them down. Discover the Word. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Friday, September 3rd. The number is 2220.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Somehow the command to love doesn't get through to us. We may confess that we lack a strong faith, but seldom do we admit that we're deficient in love. Perhaps we feel that we're as loving as the next person, but deep inside we know that genuine caring reaches beyond feelings to action. Love without deeds doesn't really exist. It must be expressed, or it's a myth. If you want to be a loving person, don't start by taking on the needs of the whole world. Start with caring about one person and build from there. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Today, determine in the power and grace of God, you'll do it. Discover the Word. Read Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. That's Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station.